the 2011 pre-season podcast preview.
Welcome to another F1 podcast
with Terry Saunders
and Kevin Shepherd.
We're sorry.
Very sorry.
I'm so sorry.
What have you done?
I fucked everything. Hello, everybody.
Hello. It's nearly time. Or is it?
Is it nearly time? I'm not sure.
What time it is. We're here. So what should we start with? We should probably start with some apologies. It would appear that in the off-season, we've got in more trouble than we have during all the podcasts before.
I think people hate us now.
I think we've done some bad things.
We've gone from being obscure to being infamous. We have had... We've got to make three apologies.
Three apologies. So we start with Lotus.
First of all, let's have a fourth apology. I've got a stinking cold.
Oh, yeah. Terry's not very well.
I'm really ill. Like, proper.
I think those three people that we've pissed off have got some kind of Terry voodoo doll.
I did open a package with some white powder in it. I don't know. Oh, God, I'm fucking ill. I feel like I might faint.
Well, first of all, let's do an update on the Lotus handcraft gate scenario.
Oh,
this has got to be the funniest day of my Formula One loving career because, obviously, we talked in the last podcast and Terry confessed all to not really handcrafting the car.
Can I just stop there? I did put a lot of work into it. I'm not saying that I just bought... If you missed this whole saga, we went to Lotus. Very nice, thank you, Lotus. I bought a... kind of balsa wood slot together car and then painted it in Lotus colours. And I just want to say, sliding together, the instructions were virtually useful instructions.
They were difficult.
It was almost impossible to read.
You had to be able to count.
Yeah. Whoa. A lot of the numbers were actually missing. I painted it in the right colours-ish.
Paint, and somebody from Lotus actually said that it looked like it'd been painted by somebody on day release.
Yep.
Terry, don't be annoyed already. Come on, relax.
I tried really hard. It's hard.
I know you were. You're very proud of the car, and it looked good. And it had the stripes on the tyres. I like that. That was a good thing. I know, Terry. Don't worry. It's all right. But you obviously confessed to this because we felt a bit bad.
Because they got crazy about it and went, oh my God, that's amazing. And then I felt guilty that it wasn't handcrafted. It was slotted together. But I just want to put it out there. It wasn't easy. It was still a lot of work.
So, you confessed to the last podcast, yep. And we thought it was all right. We thought it was all done.
It's done now. It's fine. I've confessed. All that's happened is a vaguely embarrassing picture on a Facebook profile. Yep. And who hasn't got an embarrassing picture on their Facebook profile? I've got one on mine.
Yeah, me too.
You've got one on yours. Yeah. Lotus have got one on theirs. That's what happens. You know? That's what happens. Lotus were launching their car in an exciting way this year.
Team Lotus Notes.
They were doing online... You signed up to their notes.
I signed up to their notes. And I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't watch it. Open it at what time is it? Something
it's about
silly,
6 o'clock or something.
5 o'clock in the morning, something stupid. And I open Lotus Notes, and now I see a picture of your car, and some very nice words saying about us being their new friends and stuff. Our new favourite friends.
Yeah,
that was obviously put into print before they listened to the podcast. And then it said they bought us a fantastic trophy, which is lost in amongst all of this garbage.
This is the thing that I feel bad about. You spent time and money. You spent more time and money on that trophy than I did on that car, and yet that car has got us into water shit. And you, and I think we've proved out a few times today, you've been like the bully's friend.
I am, honestly.
In trouble.
We are slowly starting to turn into Laurel and Hardy. Here's another fine mess you've got me into, Terry. Because it says here they bought us a fantastic trophy and a handcrafted Team Lotus Formula One car. Yeah, and there's a big picture of it, and yeah.
And this went out to everybody who saw it.
I woke up pissing myself, Terry. I was laughing. I laughed my way out of bed. I spent the rest of the day laughing. I laughed at inopportune moments throughout the day. Traffic lights, shops. It's so funny.
That was funny.
So we'd just like to apologise. I did offer to go to the factory again. I did say that we go to the factory, clean the trucks, pick up after the dogs, maybe even do some lines, set fire to the car. How do you feel about setting fire to the car?
Oh, the wooden car. Yeah. Well, that's a bit Is this one as well to go to Bahrain? Well, we're not sure. Whoops.
So once again,
the dog was sat in it. Oh no, you killed the dog. Oh, this can't go well.
So, I can't believe I'm being dragged into this. Aiding and abetting, I believe, is the technical term.
Yeah, yeah, part of it.
So, okay, so we had another complaint, Terry, from HRT, somebody who likes HRT.
Yeah, this is a bit weird. I think we've got to apologise to Spain.
All of it.
Our video about the Lotus thing seemingly got put on some Spanish newspaper's website.
Yeah.
Because we've got an email from Spain. A Spaniard. All of Spain, I'm not sure.
I don't know, I think they all had a word each. I don't know what was going on there.
Basically having a go at us for having a go at HRT.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a bit cheek, isn't it?
A little bit much. I think it's as a result of your HRT make a toy car story.
Well, their new car looks shockingly shit.
That's not good. Is this an apology to Spain?
Oh, fuck them. Fuck them. That car is properly ridiculous.
It's not finished, is it?
It's just like, if you see the HRT car, some guy from Hollywood, who apparently makes futuristic cars, has been given the job of designing the livery for it. Mm-hmm. And instead of going, I've got free reign to design whatever I like, this could be amazing.
This could be totally different.
He's gone for this kind of shit, checkered flag. So I just made a toy car on the floor, that's what it looks like. So the car looks shit, and even if I've pissed you off, Spain, I'm sorry, the HRT car looks shit, I'm fairly sure it'll be shit, it'll go shit, I've got a shit name.
Terry, this apology is not going the way I planned it.
Oh, I can fuck off.
Terry, I'll stick by you whatever you do, right? This is it, I'll die by you, Terry, but I'll fight for you, Terry, but just stop getting into fucking fights. This is trouble. That's the second apology out of the way. Do you think we should really go into... Okay, so this is it then, the final apology before we talk for too long.
Right, before Christmas, I foolishly said...
Sorry, it's already making me laugh.
Basically, I said to Kevin on a phone call, we should start a flame war with another podcast.
You did say that.
And you weren't very keen on the idea.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Because you're very nice. You're a nice person. Whenever we get a comment from someone, you want to read it out and thank them. And I'm just like, fuck them. So you're a nice person.
Yeah.
And I said, let's do a flame war with someone.
And first of all, I had to ask what a flame war was.
Well, I thought I'd made it up, but apparently it's like a rap West Coast, East Coast kind of flame war.
Wow.
And they kind of kill each other, you know.
Well, I don't think we should do that.
So
seems a bit extreme.
I picked on what I thought was the biggest and, I don't want to say best.
Best target?
I thought I'd pick on what seemed like the biggest, most efficient and most professional podcast. It is like the BBC one or something.
You have on, yeah.
The biggest non-corporate podcast, which is Side Podcast. And I thought, that'd be funny. We'll have a go at them.
They'll have a go at us.
We'll have a go at them. They'll have a go at us. It'd be funny, funny, right? And, we didn't really do anything with it, except we made a comment at the end.
Stupid comment.
I made a comment on the thing. And then what happened last week is that...
This, we should probably play it.
Let's play it in there. Yeah, this happened.
We also have to do a quick shout out for another F1 podcast. That's actually the name of the podcast. It's a little bit confusing. They were in the news in the Lotus Notes PDF.
Yes, lovely. I love this story. They made a wooden car for Lotus. Went to the Lotus factory, gave it to Lotus, and Lotus loved it so much. They gave them lots of kudos and credit for making it and going to all that effort. And in reality, another F1 podcast didn't put that much effort into it, really. And they're slightly embarrassed about it all.
Bassano had a quick listen back to their show and he found a little nugget about us.
If you like us, leave a nice comment on iTunes. If you don't like us,
leave a nasty comment on somebody else's.
Side Podcast. Bye!
Good. Oh, no! Take that off!
That is quite hard. Can I just take back everything I said about another everyone? Don't go to the blog. Don't do it. What do we do to inspire that kind of angst?
Do you know what I don't understand?
I bet it was you.
Yeah, probably. Do people really care about iTunes reviews these days?
That's a good question.
I thought that was like so 2007.
Hey, that was funny.
Yeah,
very funny.
It made me laugh as much almost as the Lotus cock-up.
But they seem genuinely quite
hurt.
I did see
it. And there was the thing... Miss Christine, the lady,
yeah.
She earlier, before she did that podcast, she wrote up about the Handcraft Gate story that you posted on the website.
Yeah.
And said, go and read this, it's funny. And he said, another F1 podcast, normally too sweary to mention, but this is quite funny. Now I feel bad.
Yeah, I did.
I feel like I've kicked a puppy dog in the face.
That's what I feel.
Normally I enjoy that, but I think today I left my boots on.
Today the puppy was already ill. The puppy was already crying when
they have
started.
Been ill as well. They've been very ill, those.
Have they?
Maybe they've diseased you.
What?
They've been very ill. They haven't done a podcast for ages because they've both been very ill.
But I'm ill. Oh, my God! Side podcast, even listening. We need to have joined forces. This is Bahrain trying to... This is the podcast equivalent of a rubber bullet. Oh, don't joke about that, Kevin. That was your voice. So I don't know how I feel. One, my flame war started. It feels like Legard all over again. You know that thing where we take the piss out
of Legard. They hate Legard too.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're professional. They run a website that's not wonky.
Terry has, if you are listening to Side Podcast, you probably are. But if you are, Terry has on numerous occasions commented on how nice your website looks. And I think if there's any reason he's angry, that's probably it.
I think I'm like that. You know in a film where they go, you're being like this because you're jealous. I think that's what it is.
You are jealous, Derry.
I think I'm jealous. They've got it all.
And they're not even, they don't give a toss about iTunes. iTunes?
They don't care about iTunes comments. That's all I live for.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times a day do you check your iTunes comment?
Once or twice.
Exactly. So do I.
They
check so much, they don't even care they've got shit comments.
Oh, Terry. Oh, no. Not again.
I've just got this nasty streak. I can't help it.
Oh, man. Look, we are sorry. We are sorry. We mean it. We are sorry. I didn't even fucking do it.
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, another thing. If you listen back to that, it's Kevin going, joking. Wait, but you started it.
I just said another podcast. Leave it on another site.
I mentioned Side Podcast, and you go, no, don't
stop it, stop it. I really am that. Leave it. It's not worth it. That's what I am.
But the thing is, I'm the worst kind of. I'm like an internet bully. I'm the worst kind.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say into their faces.
Come round.
Don't come round. I'll make you a car. It'll be fine.
From scratch, we'll make you a car.
From scratch. Sorry.
So, in what's normally the quietest period of the Formula One calendar, we've got into a lot of trouble.
We're not doing well.
Let's talk about something that we're not in trouble. Here's something that we're not in trouble anymore.
Well, what have we done?
We're not in trouble because now you can't trademark F1. You can write F1 on anything you like.
Yeah, I didn't realise that we were potentially in trouble with it. Because, like, Side Podcast, not to go on about them, they haven't got F1 in their name.
Yep.
We have another F1 podcast.
Yeah.
But if Formula One had won their legal bid against, like, F1 Cafe or something... Yeah. We might have been in trouble because we call something F1. Because they tried to trademark a letter and a number. How many episodes of Sesame Street have been brought to you by the letter F and the number 1 that then would owe Bernie Eccleston money? So we're good to hear that that's out of the way. So we're in the pre-season. We're in testing. Now, of course...
Before we get...
Whoa.
I just got one thing to say. Last night I saw the Graham Hill documentary. It was on BBC Two.
Driven.
Awesome documentary. Very you cool. Watch it and you just think, why aren't they like that anymore? I mean, how much more fun would podcasting be if they were a bit more like that? But we're watching it, right? I'm watching it with my dad. Now, my dad knows I like Formula One.
You probably mentioned it to him, you know.
Fucking all the time! Yeah. Right? So I'm sitting there watching the thing and he went, oh, you had that bad crash. Oh, no, it wasn't him that had the bad crash at Goodwood. It was Stirling Moss. And I said, yeah, it was a good... He said, yeah, I was in the ambulance that took him to the hospital.
What?
Yeah, I was like, why did he not mention this before? He was a St John's ambulance cadet.
Yeah.
At Goodwood Race,
yeah.
Course, when the accident happened.
Yeah.
And he was in the ambulance.
Yeah.
And took Stirling Moss to the hospital.
Fucking hell!
What are you doing?
That's amazing.
Why, yeah, no.
That is genuinely amazing.
He didn't even look up from his book when he said it. He's like doing a crossword and he just said it. Look down. Even my wife was just going, what?
What?
Why haven't you mentioned
how
this?
How do people ruin this ambulance? I mean, I'm guessing there's someone driving. There's Stirling Moss. And your dad.
Yeah. And he's only a young lad as well.
I was at a Leicester Comedy Festival the other weekend doing some gigs, and I was at a bar. The person I was talking to had gone to get a drink, so I was like on my own. And I heard a Formula One conversation. And you know when you hear someone talking about Formula One, and you just go, oh, what's this going on? And to be honest, I think I was a bit pissed. And I was kind of a bit like... A bit more
punchy than normal.
I was more like, I did say Formula One car. So I got to get to this car.
You tell him you sat in a Formula One car? You've no idea how many conversations I've started with that comment. But
it's just by petrol. I have sat in a Formula One car. Yeah, I know I've got this car here, but I have sat in a Formula One car.
I long for it to go quiet on long drives. I almost will conversation to stop by not engaging in any until it goes quiet and it's my turn to speak.
We mentioned this at the last point. No one's fucking interested. So
I don't care.
So this guy's talking about Formula One. Yep. So he started the Formula One conversation. So you think this is going to be impressive, right?
Yeah.
I went to Lotus the other week. I sat in a Formula One car. Impressive.
Yeah.
Start talking to you about it. I say that. He's a bit impressed, but not as impressed as I'd expect. Turns out...
I'm not sure I like the way...
Turns out, right?
Yeah.
He was a go-karter. Mm. He met Ron Dennis, who said, you're very good, but you're too tall.
I don't like the way that conversation ended.
Exactly.
Right, should we talk about the launches? We've kind of covered HRT.
Unlike HRT, haven't been able to cover themselves with sponsors. Oh, Jesus. It's weird, isn't it? It's like some kind of honesty is just frowned upon. Like last year, Sauber released their car without a single sponsor on it, and it looked shit.
Then somebody stuck a Burger King doily on the side.
This year, HRT released their car with this stupid livery, and they put on the side your logo here, and you could advertise it. And look at the picture. It's shit, because one... Even HRT, which is the shit team, has just become like Top Gear, isn't it?
We're going to the
Mexicans next. But I'm guessing to sponsor the front wing where it says your logo.
I wonder
here,
how much it costs.
I don't think it's going to be like accessible. McLaren did their weird fucking viral launch.
Do you know what? They did the weird viral launch with the strangers coming in like zombies in total silence. Do you know what? It looked more like Remembrance Sunday than a car being put together. They looked like they were carrying wreaths of poppies to lie beside the car.
That's very true. And in Berlin as well.
Weird.
Ferrari and Red Bull seem to be the two big cars at the minute.
They just look the same.
Yeah, they've basically gone, let's not fuck about with it. Did quite well last year. Then you got the Renault. The non-Lotus Lotus Renault.
The Renault, let's just call it the Renault. I'm not even going to... mention the L word next to the R word.
Then we've got the Renault. And of course, the Renault's launch has been slightly overshadowed with
Nick Heidfeld testing for them. It's pretty grim, isn't it?
Nick Heidfeld as poor old Robert Kubica did a rally, basically ruined this year.
I mean, if there was going to be any scrapping with the Renaults, it was going to be with him behind rather than Captain Crash Petrov.
And these new exhausts they've got blowing
out. Yeah, they've got weird new, and you had a bit of a. Bit of a thing, didn't you, with the exhaust? You think Pat Simmons had something to do with it?
Well, it strikes me. Everyone's talking about this whole redirecting the exhaust somewhere else. It's a new idea. But that is a very popular form of suicide, to redirect the exhaust into the car. So I'm wondering if when the crash gate with Piquet and all that, before Pat Simmons was ousted from Renault, I think he was drawing up some similar plans. Who else was launched Mercedes? They shouldn't have bothered, did they?
After all that, because we did speculate that this year they were going to make a car suitable only for Michael Schumacher, and Rosberg was just going to have to drive around in some jalopy.
I think what's been proved here is that all those years of being Honda really stayed.
It looks like Lotus are going to be in the midfield, but only by the rest of the field fucking up.
Just their reliability has been quite shit.
Don't say that, Terry.
I know they might be listening. Every test they've done so far, something's gone a bit wrong.
They've been fixing stuff with glue again.
I know. I'm just saying. No,
just don't, Terry. Just
saying.
Just shush.
I think they should work on that.
just packing. I don't know. Maybe we trod on stuff while we're in the factory.
Williams, they've got got no gearbox.
They've got no gearbox?
They've made the world's smallest gearbox.
Really?
Which means the whole back end disappears into nothing. Everyone's going on about it. Wow. People say the winnings might be quite good this year. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Yeah, but everyone's saying the winnings might be quite good this year because they've all bought shares. They want to see their shares go up. Have you got any shares? They're £25 a pop for one share. How many shares are there? Four?
Apparently it's worth... Because I read this thing that if you own 1% of the team,
yeah,
you get perks. You get go to races, you get to meet the drivers, all this kind of stuff. So I thought, what's 1%?
Forget premium bonds, we'll just buy 1%, Terry.
Yeah. Now, the team is valued at £215 million.
Oh.
So 1% of that is £215,000 for 1%.
Oh.
Is that right?
I've got halves on a percent.
So...
£215,000 buy you a percent of the team?
Yeah.
That's only 100%. I don't know what that means.
So...
How long before we can make decisions? How many percent do you have to pay for?
Well, I think if you own one share, you can go to the meetings and stuff, the annual...
Fuck off.
Well, the shareholders have to have an agent. I don't mean the team briefings. This is there at the motorhome going, right, as part owner of this team, I can see what's going wrong, right? You're not putting your fucking weight.
Barry
Frank, I'm sorry, Frank, but you've had your day. I'm going to take over. So
you can't go to the meetings. You mean the shareholders meeting?
Yes.
Yeah, but what do they say at the shareholders meeting?
I don't know.
Exciting.
I think we should buy one. Let's buy one each.
Let's buy a share.
I don't think they're available yet. I think it's next week they actually go on sale. I've had an idea. Do you know what?
Go on.
We shouldn't buy a share next week.
Why?
Well, there's promise, isn't it? It's the pre-season promise. Williams always dip in the middle. Buy a share after Monaco.
Ah, Monaco, they'll be worth a fuck all. Yeah.
Then we can get a percentage. It's quite a huge. Oh, Williams.
That's our advice.
So, Virgin have launched their car.
Virgin, what was with Virgin? Are they all right? What are they doing?
Well, we asked a week ago. I was feeling a bit cocky after our Lotus visit. He sent an email, no reply. So, fuck you, Virgin. their car looks boring. I mean, genuinely.
This is not just you being angry.
I mean, from a technical perspective,
yeah.
All the cars look kind of interesting.
Or have some kind of quirks, don't they?
Yeah, look, it's just, there's nothing on it, is there? It's just like...
That's what computer-aided design does.
Yeah, it just looks dull.
Yeah.
So that'd be at the back of the room with the HRT.
Yeah, and the newly relegated Mercedes. Well, we've got some new drivers. They've got... Who's Ambrosio? Who's he drive for?
We've got Ambrosio, who's driving for Virgin.
Right, he's a, and they've already called him Custard. They've already given him the name.
It's Custard. A bit boring, though, isn't it?
It's a bit boring unless he really hurts himself and breaks both of his legs, then it'll be Custard's last stand. Boom!
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think this is the time to bring out your Cubica jokes. Fucking hell, you cunt. Williams have got Pastor Maldonado.
Has he got loads of money then? Is that why he's there?
Yeah.
Okay. Why has he got. Who is he though? Do you know who he is? There's no biography.
He's Venezuelan.
Uh huh.
And. Strangely, this year, Williams are sponsored by a lot of massive Venezuelan oil companies. Bit of a coincidence, isn't it? Like, and Nico Hülkenberg, who got a pole position for them last year,
yeah,
got fired.
Weird.
It's weird, isn't it? Sauber have got Sergio Perez.
See, who are these people? Do you know where they've come from?
He's Mexico.
He's the Mexican driver.
And Sauber have got a lot of Mexican sponsorship this year.
This is worrying, though, isn't it? I think that is actually quite worrying.
But, of course, the overriding news of the last couple of weeks has been disruption in
Bahrain.
The Middle East.
And that's how you have to say it. Bahrain. I've been to Bahrain. Have you been to Bahrain?
No.
I've stayed in a hotel opposite that roundabout.
Oh.
There's a hotel there. I did a gig there. Obviously, it was slightly less fractious when I was there.
You must have fucking tanked it, because look what's going on there.
It was a pretty bad gig.
So, in the last couple of weeks, obviously, with Egypt and Mubarak... which has been in the news because there's been an uprising and a bit of a revolution there. But it doesn't affect Formula One because there's no Egypt Grand Prix. So, you know, Formula One didn't seem to care. Formula One carried on. Then it's stretched. It started off with Tunisia, of course, and it stretched. There's a bit of Libya there. And suddenly, Bahrain got involved. And I don't know about this, but I feel quite sick by the whole thing. I've written this kind of letter on the website. Which
good letter. Go read it.
Seems to have worked, actually, because minutes after they've announced that they're postponing
postponed it, so Bernie maybe listened.
But I mean, I'm quite a lefty in terms of my politics. You know, I'm a...
It's just with people you're a fascist.
Cunt. No, people. But they... This whole spread into the Middle East in the last kind of 10, 15 yeah. years. Like, most of Williams is now based in Qatar as well. That's like they own massive...
Is it really?
Yeah, they own massive things.
They've got a big sign on them.
You've got the Dubai, you've got the Ferrari World, you've got... Basically, all this new money, all this oil is... In the Middle East,
yeah, that we're paying for quite handsomely. Strangely, they've got some money to spunk on Formula One tracks.
Exactly, and it is spunking. And so we hear, you know, the old tracks, the Belgiums, the Germanys, the Silverstones, they're being squeezed out because the governments won't pay to subsidise races. But over in the Middle East, the governments are going, well, do you know what? We've got this surplus because we've got all these poor people that we're not giving anything to. Yeah, so
we've got all this money.
I mean, it's going spare. We're just going to go to waste otherwise. We're just going to burn it. So we've had all these races. We've been told how important it is for Formula One to get to these markets. We've been told how such lovely people that all these places are 5-star hotels, 6-star hotels. All the facilities are great. It's amazing. And it's weird because even from the coverage, you get very much a sense that in Brazil, the track is around slum areas.
And yeah, yeah. It feels and people a bit uncomfortable are being shot.
There. But in Bahrain, you know, I mean, I'm very naive to the whole thing. I've never been over there. I don't know what it's like. I've not got much interest in going there. And yet, this coming out, and then there's been a bit of an uprising. And what happens? They tear gas, rubber bullets.
This is the first time I've seen the Crown Prince of Bahrain not on the grid.
I know. And now he's been interviewed saying, you know, we've got to stop this. But it's like, this is the guy that Bernie makes Martin Brundle shake his hand. You know, I just suddenly feel that...
News just in this very moment that the race
that's
is
true,
being postponed.
I mean, I'm sure legally, insurance-wise and contracts, they can't just cancel it. Because that is the thing, because the protesters said they were going to target the race because... How else could they get?
We've got no money and everyone else has got loads of money. Where's the nearest
way that's going to get worldwide coverage? That Formula One race.
Where they've got fucking oodles of the stuff.
Although, between you and me, mm-hmm. although I wanted to be cancelled because, you know, I'm into human rights and all that shit, it would have made the race more exciting than usual.
Yeah, for the first time.
Bahrain's normally a shit race. Yeah. I mean,
they had tanks on each corner.
I mean, let's not put this bit in. But, you know, I keep going on about all this human rights stuff. I don't really care. It's just the Bahrain's quite... If it was a good track, I'd probably... I'd be willing to up with some rubber bullets. I'm just saying.
The grid war would be amazing.
Martin Brundle's being kettled.
Jonathan Legard appears on a white horse, galloping down the pit lane.
I am the oppressed. It is me and Side Podcast. Ta-da!
Well, the first race will be Australia, though. That's fucking
good, isn't
great.
It? Oh, exciting.
Get up early. It will all be exciting.
It does mean the first race is a while away.
Yeah, but where are they going to go testing? Because they were testing in Bahrain before the Grand Prix.
I think they're going to stay in Barcelona or something.
Stay in Barcelona. Or just do it around car parks.
I can have them round here.
Alfred's car park, that'll sort it out.
Let's come into my house. It's fine.
Feel free.
I'll make some tea.
Yeah, no worries.
So, interesting. I feel like we've not talked enough about the actual prospects of the year.
That's because I don't know what it's about. We don't know at this point.
To be honest, looking through all the testing gubbins, mm-hmm. you can't obviously draw a conclusion, that's what everyone says. But it looks like Red Bulls are fucking quick. Ferraris are pretty fucking quick. McLaren are quite... It's basically the same as last year.
Same McLaren's as last year. McLaren off. All right, but then they'll catch up quickly.
Shit. Yeah. Renault would have been slightly outdriven with Kubica, but now they're probably going to be like alongside Mercedes and...
Team Lotus.
Lotus look like they genuinely have made the move mm-hmm. up from the back, so they'll be with the Force Indias and the Renault and all this kind of stuff. HRT.
Toro Rosso. We haven't really even talked about them.
Toro Rosso, their colour's quite good.
Sauber.
Toro Rosso's colour's quite good. They've been going pretty nippy.
Wow.
And so Sauber, Force India, Williams look promising. I think it's going to be pretty much the same as last year. Predictions? First race? Where's it going to be?
Australia, there'll be floods, so it won't be there. Where's after Australia?
Oh, it's probably Malaysia or something. There'll be an uprising there by that point. Silverstone, the first race in July. I would like, if I'm perfectly honest, a real impromptu skeleton staff race.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. A bit like those races you see on that... what's it called? Need for Speed or that fucking Fast and Furious.
Yeah,
that just kind in a car park.
Just turn up, do the race. They haven't got all the sponsors, they haven't got all the fucking hoarding, they've got marshals for safety, they've got the cars, they don't have motorhomes, yeah. They don't have any of that shit. They go out there, they do a fucking race, yeah. And it's a race.
Yeah.
They don't sell 20 quid a ticket. Tickets are free to get in. The Bernie doesn't charge.
There should be a People's
million.
Grand Prix, shouldn't
people,
there?
We should. We've got an uprising.
Yes.
Revolution. The People's Grand Prix.
Let's hope no one gets shot.
Yeah. Well, that's a bit awkward.
But I think that's probably it. I think that's plenty. So we will see.
So let's actually do predictions. Predictions. For the winner of the first race.
Winner of the first race will be Sebastian Vettel.
I say it's going to be Alonso. How many races will Hypad win?
None.
Yeah. So we'll be back for the first race of the year, whenever and wherever that is.
Wherever it happens.
Bye.
You've been listening to another F1 podcast. Terry Saunders and Kevin Shepherd. If you want more stuff, come to the website, anotherf1podcast.com. Bye!